Hey, America!
Start listening now!
Yes, hello. It's me, the boss of Ireland. I'm just checking in. We did so well with the witch last year. We need to keep that going. I'm just checking. Did you get the witch again?
Yes, we got the Witchwoods gal, just like you asked for.
What? And welcome to another Choppy Chop episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, where the monkey that likes killing our family is back. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
Eric, what the hell?
I'm not a movie podcast, and that movie's not even out yet.
Thrown off by that intro that I feel like I had to do like an NPR cadence for me. I had to, I don't... It's Osgood Perkins is at it again, isn't he?
Osgood Perkins is definitely at it again, like you wouldn't believe. Yeah.
There are. I'm just gonna say it. We can finally have that relate to Eurovision because everybody who has been at it is at it again. Love the news this week, Sam.
We are so at it again.
We are back, Sam.
Guess who's back? Back again. Back
again.
It's 12 Points from America.
It's us.
Tell a friend. or you can find us on social media, all the standard ones, most of the substandard ones, et cetera, et cetera. 12 Points USA, or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. You can find our merchandise on our Redbubble page, or you could support us either by a one-off contribution on our Ko-fi account, that's ko-fi, or with a monthly sustaining ship over on our Patreon. And whether you support us financially or not, we love and appreciate you either way. But Patreon supporters do get exclusive content and early access to episodes. We have two new Patreons joining our group this past week. We are so thrilled to say thank you and hi to Nathan over in the UK and Fermented Spider in Norway. I have to say,
as a
content creator, I am grateful. As an arachnophobe, I am disgusted. So we welcome our new Fermented Spider Overlord, I suppose.
Fantastic. As far as names that you give yourself on the internet, that one is top tier. Like, that's like Twitch streamer with a billion followers level name.
Fermented
Spider, fantastic.
It was either that or like an Eestilau contestant circa like 2018. Like there's this rash of Eestilau contestants, like at least one or two every year that was a random word and an animal. There was facelift deer. There was go away bird. There was tenfold rabbit. There is now fermented spider. So I expect to see fermented spider and Eestilau next year.
Just inspired by the password on the back of their router.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
But yes, welcome new patrons. Welcome, Nathan. Welcome, yeah, Fermented
you.
Spider.
Yeah, you know, lovely. Yes, lovely jokes aside, and Nathan, we'll get to you. we really do appreciate you joining our silly little family here. This has been, as we work our way up towards 250 episodes... We're I haven't timed this out. I think 250 is going to end up being a preview show.
Ooh. Yeah.
Since those are going to be coming up, those are always our favorites, our biggest and best and bombasticest shows of the year.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get some great guests for that. I can just tell. That'll be fun. So, yeah. In the meantime, we're going to continue to movie podcast and
at least until the Oscars, then we can put that on the shelf for another year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Movies don't exist until November.
I will say I did finally see Conclave and I really liked it.
It is good.
It is good.
That is good.
Yes.
Movie podcast. You know what? I'm going to make a shirt. We're going to put it up on the Redbubble. If you want your 12 Points for America movie podcast shirt, we're going to make that happen for you. Sorry to the person on Spotify who like gave us a review that was like, please stop this joke. It's not funny anymore. Sorry, we tried it. We couldn't. It just kept happening.
It's either that or it's a specific Minnesota sports podcast, and I think the movie podcast is a little
Oh, yeah.
Bit
did you see the Timberwolves news, by the way?
No.
Stop.
There was really big news, actually. We don't need
We have legitimate news. We have legitimate news in the Eurovision sphere of
Eurovision.
Things.
We had so much news.
I mean, there's a lot of... It's a lot of very meme-worthy news to to tackle. I feel like there's three big songs that are going to Eurovision that we should talk about. Let's just talk about Ireland. Let's start with Ireland. Why don't we?
God. Yeah, I mean, certainly in chronological order. You know, talking about the stuff that has happened over this past week. I mean, that's basically what this episode's going to be. It's a rundown. So you may have heard this news before, but honestly, you haven't heard it from our mouths. So.
Our biggest fears have been confirmed. Like. Threefold this week.
Fears or hopes or just I wouldn't say fears. I would say
dreams, fever dreams.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in interesting times in every sense of the word, and Eurovision interesting times I think are certainly afoot.
The visions of the future that were visited upon us have indeed come to pass, and it happened first in Ireland.
Oh, yes. We had a 6-song national final as part of the Irish Late Late Show. And I wasn't going to say The Outsider because it was certainly one that a lot of people were keeping their eyes on. But Like a Party by Emmy won both the public vote as well as the domestic jury vote. Samantha Mumba coming in second place, taking the international jury vote. Yeah. And if you didn't catch the reference from our entry, from our opening segment here, it is Emmy Witchwood's Emmy of Norway Emmy.
I didn't know this until after she had won. Like, I don't know. Nobody told me. You guys should have warned me. I don't know.
I kind of wanted a reaction. Like,
Okay.
We told you it was going to get wild and hairy.
We did get the reaction. I got the exact reaction I wanted. Wait, that Emmy?
Exactly.
Choppy chop, y'all.
I have one thing to say to you, Eric. If you like innocent Barbies more, hit the road. Go buy it in a store.
Oh, and for the record, for those of you wanting a little bit more of our thoughts on Witchwoods, the Norwegian national finalist from a couple years ago, over on our YouTube page, our frankly underutilized YouTube page, we do have a lyrical moment with Danny doing a dramatic reading of the lyrics to Witchwoods. So, you know, give yourself a couple of minutes and check that out if you haven't already. I just find it hilarious that this isn't even the first attempt at Eurovision to send a song by a Norwegian act about Laika, the Russian space dog. Like, this is original. This is, but it's not. There's nothing new under the sun as a Norwegian entrant of the 60s once said. The Hungry Hearts featuring Lisa Dillon, probably about 6 or 7 years ago, tried to send a song called Laika to Eurovision from Norway. I don't know which one I like more or less.
We're going to get into it in previews, of course.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Why was she in this national final? Like, just from like a standpoint where like there's nothing Irish about this.
One of the songwriters is Irish.
Oh, there's one thing that's Irish about this.
Yes.
That's...
And I guess if it's good enough for RTE to say, hey, that's not outside of the spectrum of the rules, I guess that's for them to decide.
I mean, I'm primarily Norwegian, but I'm like 2% Irish. So like this song is just me is what this comes down to. Or I guess that means that I could represent Ireland at Eurovision, which would be.
Follow your dreams, buddy.
I think that'd be cool. Representing 12 points from America / the good people of Ireland.
I could represent Ireland. I've seen a couple Colin Farrell movies.
I watched In Bruges. Just call me. Movie podcast.
We can't.
I'm going to, you know, there's a couple of things. This is, it's a weird song. It's one of those songs where listeners, go back and listen to what we had to say a couple of episodes ago about native languages, about singing not in English, and know that this is a situation in which I would give so much to have this song be not in English. I just need for these lyrics to not be something I can understand.
Okay. I was going to ask you, like, would you want this in Irish Gaelic, in Norwegian, or in Russian, considering Russian. It's a
anything. Yeah. Is anything besides anything I can understand, because right now it's so goddamn stupid.
As someone who loves Eurovision, I'm so excited about this.
This is such a good one to start with. Yeah.
And just to be clear, as someone who loves Ireland and wants them to do well at the contest, this is a disaster.
Let's all be clear.
As
someone who's here for the train wrecks that we see every year. Oh, that's fantastic.
For the camp, for the silliness, for the things that like end up being watched by 200 million people or whatever. Like, yes. Absolutely yes. Yes. Also, I hate to break it to you, Emmy. That dog is
that dog's toast.
Long gone.
That dog is toast.
Yeah, sorry.
Like a party in the sky. I also got to say, anyone getting big vibes of like, what was the Belarus song? Like It. Anyone getting big, like It vibes from the backdrops for
Laika?
I mean, if you start doing Zumba moves on stage, and then
yeah. Also, Baby Lasagna gave us beauty with CGI cats moving all funny on the screen. With a dog here, especially a dog that burned up in space,
God.
It just feels weird. It's a question of taste. Yeah. And I say that as me. It's coming from me.
That's a bridge too far for Danny. Okay, now we know what the line is.
That's what the line is.
The dog that was baked alive in space perhaps should not be memorialized in like neon pink CGI.
I'm wondering how many kids across Europe are going to be like, oh, it's a song about a dog. And then they look into the story and then they're like, this is going to be the Bambi's mother situation of 2025. Like, how many kids are going to be traumatized by looking into the story of this?
I'm ready for Eurovision to move into its child traumatizing era. I'm done with sappy entertainment. I want risks. I want something big.
I want PTSD.
Yeah.
Ruined childhoods.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what would be the best country to transition to now after this? Where do we go now? Do we do Malta? Man. Do we do Finland?
Let's keep it easy. Let's keep it chill. Let's do Ukraine. Just we have a brief moment.
Yes, Ukraine.
I feel like
everything's great.
Terms of sending something that no one's gonna hate. I mean.
Exactly.
Ukraine has done it again.
It was not a dramatic or traumatic national final. There was no major drama. It seemed to be a pretty straightforward selection. 10 songs went up, and Zifferblatz, last year's runner-up, have taken the crown with Bird of Prey, P-R-A-Y, coming second place with the jury, but tops overall with the public vote by a pretty strong margin, about a 20,000 vote margin between first and second place. What are our thoughts on I just like saying Zifferblatt, let's be honest here.
It's too much fun. It's good. Also, I found out that Zifferblatt is, just because I was searching them today, it's also like a cafe chain in Russia and like Eastern Europe. Like, Zifferblatt is just like a, it's like a chain. They named themselves
like,
after
like
a
chain.
It's
like if we had a band called Starbucks.
That's exactly, yeah. This is my four-piece band, Caribou Coffee.
Ooh.
Does it mean something?
I'm sure it means something else, but
One who ziffers blats. I mean,
that's a blat. That's a blat ziffer.
It's not a name like Tim Hortons or something.
That's the Blats Mafia.
Oh, I miss those guys. I hope they're doing all right.
I love watching the national final performance for this because, I don't know, has it just become sort of like a contractual obligation for blue and yellow to be blasted as bright as we possibly can?
For the record, Google says it means number plate.
Not my number plate.
Like license plate? Like a...
I'm just looking at Google Translate. I don't know if it means like that or when you order some food at Fazoli's and then they give you a number so you know when your food is ready.
Well,
boy, I killed
it.
That discussion. by the way,
Fazoli's will do that. Fazoli's will do that.
It makes sense if it's a coffee place.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of what I was thinking in. But I guess it could be a license plate or something like that. Sam, you had mentioned, though, that this was a pretty uneventful, straightforward national final. And that's true. And that's great. But I was watching clips of this thing and was just kind of surprised because at this point, a couple of years ago, they were doing this underground in a hollowed out, you know.
I mean, yeah.
The train station for safety reasons. I did not get the impression that this was anything like that.
To be fair, the musical performances were pre-recorded at an undisclosed location, like it wasn't like a big arena show or anything like that. And that was for people's safety. And then the actual results reveal was done live. So there were certainly precautions taken for the sake of safety and security. But in terms of, you didn't have a Maroov moment this year, is what I'm trying to say. We didn't have a...
No.
We didn't have any craziness when it came to judges and audience and acts like coming to blows. For Ukraine, this is a very sedate national final from what I could tell.
Nice, relaxing Ukrainian national final. God, they're so good at this.
Just they are.
Across the board, just sending cool and interesting stuff.
They do. And there were a handful of songs that I thought could have been pretty solid. But this, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. This song we'll of course go into more in-depth reviews of these songs as we go into our preview shows. But this song it's kind of old school. It's kind of jazzy. It's very different from stuff that they've sent in the past. So who knows how it will actually fare on the night, but I just like saying Zifferblatt.
And now we get to say it for the rest of preview season too.
And the rest of time, if we so
I don't know.
Desire.
Derek, have you been keeping an eye on the odds? Ukraine's always at the top, but how is Zifferblatt looking?
I haven't checked in a couple of days. Let me just see.
I haven't checked in about 2 hours. Let me check.
it changes like so quickly.
Yeah, sure does. Especially when everything is coming out right now.
Yeah, Belgium was at the top for quite a while. I'm not sure if that is still the case after.
No, they dropped a little bit. I think whoever the people that are
what was that whole bubbling under situation about?
There was a particular act that
Mentissa. I think when people saw that Mentissa was on the list.
Nope. I see.
Yeah, and then she didn't win, and now they have dropped down to like fifth,
which is still pretty solid for Belgium.
Ukraine is currently sitting at ninth.
Seems awfully low.
Yeah, that
but
seems
then again, Sweden and Italy haven't chosen.
Yep.
Which they will this week. Happy Sanremo week, everybody.
Yeah, I hear we haven't had any further dropouts from Italy. But we have had an act fall down the stairs.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you know the big, stupid, frankly unnecessary staircase at the Ariston where they do San Remo? Yeah, somebody has already fallen down it.
Oh, no.
The cameras haven't even started rolling yet. We're just falling downstairs because that's what we do. Yeah. Ukraine ninth in the odds. Just to circle back to this for a second, does seem low. I think this song is not as an immediately easy sell as some of the other things Ukraine has sent.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So,
I still like it, though.
Yeah. I have to point out, of course, that this is the odds to win, not the odds to do well.
of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is this a winner? I don't know. I mean, we just don't have enough information, obviously.
Yeah. And at this point, Ukraine is, I believe, the last nation standing with a 100% qualification rate out of the semifinals. So,
well, there is Luxembourg, technically.
Well, yes, but okay, fine.
Yeah. Ukraine is still 100%. And I don't know that this is the one that's going to break that streak.
I hope not. Because then folks who are just tuning into the final will miss out on the joys of saying Zifferblatt. Any other comments on Ukraine before we roll over to the next song?
No, which freak are we going to look at now?
Ooh.
I'll use freak very affectionately, mm-hmm. if it's either of these two countries.
Well, I'm going to disappoint you because I want to talk about Latvia.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Can I just say I'm in love with this song.
Burman Laimi. That's six-part Tautumeta's harmony. That gets you right in the feels.
First off, Tautumeta's is like a cartoon of a Latvian name. Absolutely love it. Keep doing what you do, guys. Dying to see this go through. Touch on it in previews, but it's like this is a blend of pretty arresting staging, pretty good vocal qualities. Immediately brings to mind. Was it My Sister's Crown? Czechia's song from a couple of years ago. My Sister's Crown instantly brings that, just because this is all about really tight and a lot of individual female vocals. Mm-hmm. It really works. I think this is an extremely deserving selection. This is really nice.
And it was a very, very competitive final. I have to say.
Yeah.
Looking at the actual results of this final, it was a 10 song final after a 19 song semifinal. There was a three-way tie for first place, y'all.
Yes,
it came down to the wire. Tautumeta's Burman Laimi, eventual winner, tied with 18 points in this final with Emilia Heartbeat and Chidizeni, our salad eaters, our favorite vegans, with Ramtai, all tied with 18 points apiece. Le Ludwig Ligo, who was a fan favorite, was 1 point behind at 17 points. It basically came down to which of those three had the highest score from the public televote, which was Tautumeta's. However, Tautumeta's did not have the highest public televote score overall. That was fourth place Ligo by the Ludwig.
Wow.
That is how incredibly close this was.
Yeah. And they were like 5,000 votes ahead of the song that ended up second. Like this is real close.
It was close. It was close.
Let Lithuania and Estonia have a couple. Just send them out to the other countries. Let them share. I don't know. Give Poland one of them.
I mean, Latvia should be fighting for a good song to go. Let's be honest.
Yeah, Latvia has been very deserving the past couple of years. It's nice to know that they had four who were really clambering close.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're not getting into our reviews yet, but I have high hopes for this one. I feel like this one shouldn't struggle too much.
Definitely not to qualify. Yeah. I should hope.
What was that song from, I think it was France. I'm not talking about Alvin Ayaz, or maybe it was Spain even.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was a female group.
Oh, yes.
Is that AA?
No. I know the they were singing in Galician, weren't they?
Spain.
Yeah,
it also began with a T.
Yeah, Tanchigueras.
Yeah, this is what it kind of reminded me of. And holy crap!
Yeah,
hooray! That's good. I like it more than what Spain did. So, this is I for the first time this year, I need to pour out a one. If I may, for a song that has left us far too soon.
The wayside,
cue up the Sarah McLachlan.
Arms of an Angel.
Yeah. And this was one that has just only grown on me as it's gone on. This didn't even make the final in Latvia, But I want to shout out the song Lovable.
Oh, by Marta?
By Marta, yes. This song is, it's a Carly Rae Jepsen song. And I don't mean like it sounds like a Carly Rae Jepsen song. It is a Carly Rae Jepsen song. It's uncanny. It has that bubbly, cute, just happy vibe to it. It's in 12/8, 12/8 time, which is the same thing that like Runaway with Me is in, where it's in 4, but it feels like 3. And it's a really bouncy sort of a feel. Many wonderful songs do it, and this is one of them. And I'm so bummed to have lost this one, but you know, it lives on in my heart. How dare it be so lovable? I mean, just musically, lyrically, this is a Carly Rae Jepsen song. It's extraordinary. I love it, and I hope she doesn't get sued.
I also wanted to point out a little bit of trivia here. Like I mentioned, one of the top 3 songs in the Latvian selection was Ramtai by Chidizeni, which is amazing. And I thought really nicely staged, a lot of fun. One of the songwriters on Chidizeni, on Ramtai, other than the boys themselves, was Emmy.
What?
She's everywhere. She was this close to having 2 songs selected for Eurovision in the span of 24 hours.
She's been our John Lundvik.
And she's not from either of those countries. So we joke, we kid about how silly the song is, but like we might have like an understated songwriting powerhouse coming up. And
is the Emmy in the room with us right now?
Oh gosh, she's right behind me.
Check your closet.
Yeah. Ugh.
Look under your bed.
Oh, God. I'm in the Witchwoods, aren't I?
Oh, no. Welcome to the hood. I'd love Shoppy it. You should really go watch that video if you haven't seen it. It's us at our absolute stupidest and therefore best. It's great.
Because we can get pretty damn stupid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just wait. We got. Oh, Jesus Christ, the next 2 songs. We're like a half hour in and we haven't even gotten to those songs yet.
So this will be a perfect time for me to say Azerbaijan's announced an internal selection.
Good, thank you.
Selected a bad mamma jamma.
Would this be mamagama or mamagama? Probably mamagama.
Manamana.
Mamagama.
Well, now I'm not going to be able to think of them as anything else. But yeah, it's a 3-piece band. Supposedly they were in the running for an internal selection last year or the year before, but now they're finally getting their shot. Good for them. We don't have a song.
Who thought Terrell Turan X was just not quite enough people?
Certainly not enough twins. Not enough DNA variation is what I was thinking.
They're slowly getting there, yeah. But yeah. So I guess, flip a coin. Do you guys want to talk about Finland or Malta first?
Let's talk about Malta because we have mentioned it before on the show. Fair. We've been talking about how this was one of the visions of a future that could have been that has indeed come to pass. This is the song about serving absolute cunt by Mariana Conte from Malta. It won it in a not small national final either.
Oh, yeah. It was a, let me just, one second. Let me
16 songs? 16, best of 16. That's a,
everyone that in Malta gets to compete.
Yes, that's, that's it.
There were 24 songs in two semifinals, 16 right. songs in the eventual final. Winning the televote and coming in second place with the jury vote, Mariana Conte finally takes it.
Was on board with this.
The jury was on board, man.
They were secondarily on board. The Heaven Sent went with 102 points from the juries, but Mariana came in second place with 88 points on that one. So
I can't believe the jury. I can see the televote just overwhelmingly going with this, just because. But the jury, you'd think
I'm going to say no. this. It is musically, and I'm coming at this as a layperson, it is musically Maltese. You know, this is, it is showing, you know, a pop-wise, you know, it's poppy. This isn't exactly the most, I don't know. It's not like they just exported this from the UK or exported this from Sweden.
No, I mean, it is a domestic production. I mean, so one of the songwriters on this is a guy by the name of Matthew Mercieca, known as Mushu, M-U-S-U. He... Oh God, she's everywhere. But yeah, she Mushu actually had written Not My Soul for Destiny. So he's already won Junior Eurovision. And I believe had a hand in a couple of other Maltese songs at Eurovision before. I think Amber's Warrior may have been one of his. But he's been a fixture on the Maltese circuit for quite a while. I mean, it's fun. It's fun. From an audience point of view, it's silly, it's fun. From the EBU's standards and practices point of view, it might be slightly less fun. I have to say, I really did notice that on the day where they were, you know, making all these selections, and you had Tatu Metas and Ikome, which we're going to talk about in a second, both selected. Kant was the only song that in the Eurovision.tv announcement piece, like this is the song that won. This is the only one that specifically said what the translation of the song title is.
I'm sure.
Yeah, Malami hasn't said anything. Ikoma doesn't, certainly didn't say anything. It specifically said it means singing, and they're like making like an absolute. Oh man, they thought about this.
I don't think it's going to be as much as a kerfuffle as we over here are making up. We've said in past shows that the word that is being punned on here is a lot less, it's a lot milder over in the UK and Ireland. And also, like, I don't know, it's playful. The song is playful. I mean, when you have, the lyric is, do, re, mi, fa, so, serving cunt, like... That's gonna electrify the arena that it's in. I don't know if we're gonna really be batting an eyelash at this in a month.
Yeah, we're still dealing with the initial shock factor, I suppose.
I think the only thing that really sticks out to me on this one is the fact that when she sings it, she doesn't pronounce it like with the A, the hard A.
No.
She's very clearly saying it the other way. And I'm like, you're going to get a stern talking to about this.
Would you say the whole situation is fogged up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be like, you have to make it clear, even if you're pronouncing it wrong.
What if there has to be some sort of, this is total just speculation on my part, but like, they're told like you can say this, but there has to be some sort of visual element that is literally spelling out. The one word and not the other word. Like
it's just K-A-N-T. It's K-A-N-T. Like
they can't just like strip the entire song out, essentially. I don't know. Maybe they can.
I will say I have to give credit to one of our listeners, David Pasiarkovitz. I apologize if I mispronounce your name, who has written a wonderful email to us in defense of Kant and just how it's great and how, you know, we kind of drag it. We make fun of it a little bit, but it's literally, he ends the email saying, I can't wait to hear Derek and Danny tear this apart. I'll be listening. Again, I'm a huge fan. So, David.
Thank you. I also can't wait for that.
Can't wait for it to be lined up for the guillotine. Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean,
David, we appreciate this song. We Why appreciate wait? It.
Yeah. It's a for you, question. David. As
absolute as a fine... travesty of music.
As a fine How podcaster dare people once... have... once said, it is a question of taste.
Who was that man? Who said that?
It was.
Is there any possibility? Because this has happened before, and they have like a month and a half or less before they have to officially submit. Mm-hmm. is there any possibility that they could say, absolutely not, you gotta, you can send the artist, but you gotta pick a different song, or you have to change it?
Pick a different song? I think they will force a lyrical change.
But how? Like,
that's the thing. I just don't know if this is serious enough.
Well, they might come back and say, we don't care how you do it, you just can't say that. And there is precedent, because I'll just say Emma Muscat from Malta won with a different song and then showed up with the Melfest reject.
As did Irlasco. Originally, she had a song called Chameleon, and it had to change to Walk on Water. Yeah. So they have changed it, but never for this kind of circumstance.
What's that? I haven't heard that before. In Chameleon, what did they have to change?
No, it was
different. Chameleon. Different Chameleon. Different Chameleon.
Very different Chameleon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one did not make it to the stage.
No.
I don't know. What if... I don't know. maybe they just go the City's Any route and just never say it and let the crowd do the work over and over and over again.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, at this point, the people who are going to be ponying up the money to be in the audience, they know the songs, they know the words, they know the situations. So, I mean, these are the same people who will pay money to have Luke Black, you know, game over, hold the microphone out to the audience. Like, it's the audience will play along. The audience will support whatever happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they came back and said, oh, yeah, you can't say that, I could see them just being like, okay, we won't say it.
The 15,000 other people in the arena will say it.
Yeah.
It's all just the Swiss audience. No, they'll choose to remain neutral and just not say anything either.
Yeah.
I think it's way too early for us to say one way or the other. Let's assume they are sending the song as is. There's ways they can get away with it. It's
And then there's always just the argument, we're just saying things in Maltese. There is always just that argument. It's like, how dare you? We're speaking our language. I'm offended that you're offended.
It's a perfectly cromulent word.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Oh, man. And if you can believe it, it might not be the craziest thing that happened that day. I love this stupid contest.
Are we transitioning? Because I just want to say, at least Malta can make an argument in their favor. Finland cannot, absolutely. There is no question what this song is about.
I will say, of course, we are talking about Erica Vickman taking the win overwhelmingly with the public vote, even though she came in second with the jury vote with Goldie.
So Lowe. Predictable, though. Just watch the performance, you know. Oh, yeah.
But I will say the performance was almost understated from what I had expected from the studio version.
I expected more, honestly. Yeah. Like, I whatever I expected was probably unachievable, but I definitely expected more than what we got. Wasn't going to jump in a vat of honey or something. But...
Hey, why, Jelly?
But I mean,
expensive.
Yeah, it's true. It's just corn syrup.
What are you talking about? This is just a song about her arriving.
In
She's
German.
Arriving.
It's about being picked up at the airport.
Yeah. It's about I'm not departing. Ich komme.
I can't wait for the host to be like, we're so pleased that she came on our show.
Okay, we should say.
We need a mop.
This is Erica Vickman with her song Ich komme, and the lyrics are not subtle. This is it's in German, right?
It's almost entirely in Finnish. Just Ich komme is in German.
Love a song that's just I'm coming, and before you come, I hear you screaming. I'm coming. And to that, I scream out loud, I'm coming. It's like that when you fall in love. Wunderbar.
And that was our lyrical moment with Danny.
Just a moment. I can't pass any value judgments on this song because I remember absolutely hating it when you sent it to me. But oh my God. Like, I think it's growing on me. And Finland's being Finland.
Oh, Finland is being so Finland.
Can we really say anything else? Like, if you would have given me maybe two guesses as to who sent this, and you gave me a list of all the countries that were in Eurovision this year, I think Finland's my first guess, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you tell me the title, I'm probably still guessing Finland before Germany. Yeah. Good Lord.
I love this niche that Finland has created for themselves, and it's trolly, but it's good music. Like, it's actually like fun.
Good choice. That's the thing. It's always sort of like really trying to cross the line, really coming close to crossing the line, and honestly crossing it with Windows 95, man. But just having an like uncannily catchy, uncannily working with the crowd. Like, they're not sending trash, but they are sending something hot and steamy.
They are sending something trashy. But as Donald said, it costs a lot of money to look this trashy.
But it's also it's fun, and it's shameless, and it's,
I think that's a good word. It's shameless. It's a song that's absolutely bold and living for it.
Yes, I'm not saying shameless in putting it down. I'm just like, it's taking it. It's wonderful to see a female fronted. A song where female pleasure is really put front and center.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say the same about Malta. I think Erica is even more focused on it. But, you know, she laid the scene with Cicciolina back in 2020. And this, I think, is just like the next evolution. This is like, this is the Charizard of you know, it's the next...
What's this? Finland is evolving. It's super effective.
Super effective.
Yeah. I'm also a big fan of a song that, like, climaxes, no pun intended, but sort of like such a rapid speeding up where it feels like, I don't know, like I accidentally took drugs when the song began and now it's finally kicking in. You're like, what's going on? That's it.
So you know exactly what's really, going on, Danny.
They really achieved what they were going for here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think this one works on the level that even if you don't know what they're saying, it's still a great song.
Yeah.
This is going to be such a dance floor filler at Euroclub. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like, grab your towels, folks. It's
It's insane. It's insane. We've had so many worse songs. We've had songs that have sharply divided us coming from Finland and, let's be honest, Norway. Like, a lot of the Nordics will divide us every single year. I applaud them. Keep sending insanity.
Oh, yeah. Finland is just becoming the country that keeps pushing the envelope and gives not a single... Not a single fuck. I mean, like, just,
yeah.
It's like, it's, and they do it well. And because they just throw caution to the wind, it becomes successful. It's, you could tell that a lot of effort's been put in, but it doesn't feel desperate.
Do we, when is San Marino, selecting?
I feel like they have been selecting for 50 years.
When aren't they selecting?
Because they're the only other ones, really, who have this. I don't know. They share a vibe, if not a echelon of quality. But seeing something like this come from Finland this year really makes me curious as to what other side of the coin we're going to get from San Marino.
I believe that'll be on March 8th, according to my calendar here. So we have a couple of weeks to catch our breath.
Distant. Super Saturday, really, it handed us too much. Who do we have soon, though?
All right, so coming up this week, Valentine's Day, Poland is giving us all a gift. Aww. And we'll find out what's going on over there. The 15th, we will have finals over in Estonia, Norway, Lithuania, and of course, San Remo. This is, at time of recording, San Remo, I believe, is starting tomorrow. And for many of us, that's the Grand Dame. And then on the 16th, we will have the Armenian national final, which we're happy to see again. Of course, there are going to be heats in Iceland coming up, another one in Sweden, and any other country is more than welcome to launch their national their internal selections at any point. So who knows what's going to happen with that? But it's February. We all know is a crazy time of year for the Eurovision community, and I love it. It's a lot, but I love it.
Can I say a couple of things about these upcoming finals?
Bring it.
Because I need to deliver a message to a couple of important countries that are near and dear to all of our hearts. We'll start. Let's see. Do you want the hot take first or the less hot take?
I want
first?
Spicy.
All right. Estonia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that espresso macchiato sucks. That you should not pick it because it sucks. At the risk of giving away some thoughts I would potentially have on a preview show were this to win, I hate it, and I cannot believe it is the front runner by a colossal. Well, I guess I can understand why it is, but you know, there's no accounting for taste, I guess. And it's a lame song that shouldn't win. And instead, I think this is my endorsement, is that you should pick Armageddon by Minimal Wind, which is an amazing song with a super, super cool vibe that I think would be great to see on a Eurovision stage. But mostly that espresso macchiato is bad and you shouldn't pick it. Second take is just a hop, skip, and a jump to the south in Lithuania. I just want to endorse, because I think it's my favorite song of the cycle. To this point, Il Salduma by Petunia. It's just really, really good. It has like latter day era Nine Inch Nails vibes, which is such Ooh. A, which is, that is very high praise coming from me. But I also think that it's a sound that you don't get that much. It's a difficult sound to emulate or whatever. I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but like to get that vibe, I think is genuinely rare to like really get it. And I think that song is awesome. And I'm rooting for that as well. So for whatever influence I have, none, I think those are my feelings about this upcoming weekend. I cannot wait to open next week's show talking about how the things I was hoping for did not come to pass. And we'll just pour out some more ones and it'll be okay, because this weekend was great. You know, it was a super Saturday. It was the superest Saturday.
It was super.
In it was.
Years, it feels like.
Terrible.
Whereas the as a podcaster, like having stuff that's can generate discussion is like, it's our Super Bowl. What can I say?
And as opposed to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That also happened this weekend.
Which did also happen.
Sports podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Don't worry, all the rest of the songs are going to be sad breakup songs, and we can just go from there.
Oh.
And if that ends up being the case somehow, I might put some money down on Erica Vickman winning.
I was going to say, yeah.
Not far off, not out of the, not beyond the pale.
I swear to God, if that song wins, I don't even know. Do we get a bunch of songs next year then?
Just imagine the encore the following year, opening up semifinal of 2026, just riding in on a giant, well, you know, and
microphone stand, a giant microphone stand.
Yes, and nothing else. A giant throbbing microphone stand.
And on that image, everybody, we will be next week.
Yeah.
You know how to reach us. Find us on all the social media. Email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. I don't know what else to say, guys. Until next time, everybody. I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I'm coming. I'm Danny.
Oh. Oh, God.
Thanks for coming on the show, Danny.
In America, stop listening now. You would be advised to stop listening now.